Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, October the 8th, 2016. It's Season 10, Episode 40. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show, everyone. I apologize for my voice. It might sound nasally. You might hear me sniff a lot. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that. I'm coming down with something or getting over something.
Oh, no.
Don't get those Trump controversies with sniffing. Come on, don't do that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're getting over it, and that's not...
I mean, I hope I am. I don't know. I started feeling this way Monday, and I thought I was going to... I kind of left work early... I kind of left work early on... Tuesday.
I'm sure Iron Banner had nothing to do with that.
Absolutely not, actually.
Right.
It didn't. It had nothing to do with it, because I really... Because I still feel... I don't feel I've gotten over it at all, so... and by early, I mean like an hour early. So I didn't take half a day or something like that. It's hard for me to take half a day when you get here at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So,
you know, as always, you can get one of them hot toddies.
I might make one of those tonight.
Good.
I have the abilities to do so, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I may do that.
But you have the technology.
Anyway, I'm under the weather. And actually, I feel... waking up is hell. But once I get going, I'm fine. But then I sound like this, and I sniff a lot, and it's draining, and whatever, it's nasty, and all that other stuff. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Enough about all that junk. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. That number again is 334-272-9228. If you want to get in touch with us, check out ingamechat.net for all the links to do that. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook. Same name, in-game chat. Everywhere is in-game chat. Mm-hmm. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net, and we are streaming right now on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv and go to the search thing at the top there. Type in in-game chat. You'll be able to find us, and you can join us in the chat room live while we broadcast. And just another show note for you that it is the second week of weekend of October, so we are going to highlight the Silent Hill franchise for our music this week. So plenty to pick from there. Last week it was Resident Evil. This week it is Silent Hill. So that'll be the music that you'll be hearing throughout the show today.
That music is really good at just giving me chills.
Yeah, the beginning of like the main theme, not so much to me. And we'll talk about some of these things whenever we go through them, because I've gone through and I've listened to like the scariest one that I've got to me is from Silent Hill 2 called Music Box.
Okay,
that's if you don't count the ambient noise from PT.
Yeah,
which I've also included in our music tracks here.
I like some of the stuff from 3. They actually had some actual songs with lyrics and everything. Like,
I didn't include those. I did include 3, but I didn't include the actual songs with lyrics. I did find those.
Yeah.
But I didn't include those.
Laura's theme and, you know, good stuff. But, I mean, just when it's one of those soundtracks, it's like Jaws or Indiana Jones. Like, you hear that soundtrack, it instantly, you know what it is, and it brings back memories.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I just hear that, and I just instantly, you know, think about, like, you know, the... Flip World, where it Rust and Pyramid Head. So
It's been forever since I played. I think I played Silent Hill 1. No. I didn't play 1. I played maybe it was 1. They released 1 on the Xbox. The Xbox.
Okay.
Not the 360. This was on the original Xbox. They released Silent Hill, and it was I can't remember what it. It wasn't necessarily one.
I remember they had the Room.
Wasn't that four?
Yeah, that was four.
Yeah, I think the only one I played was three.
Yeah, when you were playing as three, the girl.
Yeah. I thought four was the one where you play as the girl.
No, three is you play as the girl.
Hmm. It must have been two then. So what was the one with what was the one with the ridiculously long stairway near the end?
I think that's.
I think all on you guys or the chat room.
Let's see.
I think that's three.
I think okay. Let me try. I'm trying to remember. I think it was,
I've been going through these. So there's Silent Hill one. There's Silent Hill two.
Two has James Sunderland.
That's it. Yeah,
then that'd be two.
James
yeah,
and his wife.
Two.
That was the one. Yeah. Okay. It was two.
Then there was three, and then they stopped going with the number system and went with the Room, which Silent Hill four.
The fourth one.
Homecoming, which was five.
Yeah.
Shattered Memories,
which is a remake of one.
Is it?
Yeah. Basically.
Huh.
It's kind of like a...
Because I thought it took place in, like, there was a blizzard and stuff going on.
So it's like
everything
the fog.
Was frozen. Oh.
So okay. It's like same plot, different
it's
characters?
Kind of, yeah. Shattered Memories was kind of like a, you know, a spiritual remake of one, in mm-hmm. a way, that, you know, it was, you know, somewhat like that, where, you know, it's very, very heavily, you know, inspired by one and sort of, like, redone as one, from what I remember.
I don't know. Shattered Memories was the one I was always most interested in. I don't know why. I played it at E3. I played that and the Saw game at E3, and I was really interested in Shattered Memories.
I really wish that they would have done that on the Vita instead of just
it was only
PSP.
On the what? Shattered Memories?
Yeah.
They did it on the Wii.
Yeah, well,
that was the at the
I'm
time
not busting out my Wii.
Yeah, at the time I didn't have my Wii, and I really wanted to play that. And it was only on the Wii.
It's a PSP game. And that's why I played it.
Mm.
And but I can't find my PSP. So some of the PSP games they transferred to the Vita, which I love.
Yeah,
that was not one of them, which I really wish they would have.
Just a quick note. He's a listener of the show and he's having a birthday today, so I want to tell happy birthday to Isaac, who turns 10.
Oh, happy
today.
Birthday, Isaac!
Congratulations.
He listens
to
the
you.
Show. His mom, Krista, listens to the show. And they are probably listening right now. In fact, I believe that they are. So happy birthday, Isaac. Hope it was a good one for you.
Mine's next week.
Yours is next week, yeah. Mm. By the way, show note on that. We talked a lot about doing this pizza challenge thing.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with games. which is fine, whatever. We were going to eat this big pizza.
Yeah.
And there is, I was about to turn Italian there. There's still a possibility that we might eat the pizza.
It's a quiet.
The Russian is better.
Oh. We might eat the, I don't want to go into it. We'd be doing this all day if I started going into accents. So anyway, I went to the pizza place last weekend.
Fox Pizza, right? Fox Pizza, it's
over in Prattville. I enjoyed. Had the Greek, I think, and
they got a good pizza.
I talked to them about doing the challenge thing, and they're like, "Well, hey, STM Fuller, happy birthday to your kid last week.
Yeah.
Sorry, we missed it." Anybody got birthdays and stuff, just tell us, and we'll be glad to say it out over the air. Maybe we'll do a contest and stuff and draw winners from, you know, people who have birthdays and
you
stuff.
You get Loot Crate.
That's about all we can give away. We got tons of it to give away. That's not a bad idea, Matt. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I knew we had you
on
occasion for a reason. Yeah, I knew we had you here for a reason.
Broke clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. So I don't know. I went and I talked to them about it, and they said, well, we can't really do it. We have to do it in the middle of the day. And I was like, oh, God, we can't do that.
Oh, that would be a rough show.
Yeah, we cannot do it in the middle of the day. Is there any way that we could do it? Like, you know, we get done with the show at 6. You know, we can be here at like 6:45, 7 o'clock. Can we do it then? They wanted to talk to their managers, and I was supposed to call them Monday. I totally forgot to call them on Monday. But I got in touch with Nate before... sometime on Tuesday, and was asking him first. I was asking him if he's going to be at the show this week, he said no. and by the way, we'll know his schedule now. After this weekend, we will know what his schedule is, so that we will know better if he's going to be here next week. Which is exactly why this pizza thing is up in the air, because he is not sure on his work schedule if he would be able to do it next weekend. So it's not necessarily a thing that we can't do. It's just that we may not be able to do it next weekend.
Okay.
That is still up in the air. If you guys are at all really interested in this and curious about it, I mean...
Did you ask him if we could, like, video it and broadcast it?
No, I didn't ask them that. I just assumed they would not have a problem with us whipping out our cell phones and videotaping it.
Never know.
Yeah, I doubt it. It's nothing but free advertisement for them.
I can't see why that would be a problem.
Yeah, I didn't ask. Sure, I'll bring it up.
My public affairs background, I always, ask for consent before video or photos, so that's just how I think.
Yeah, but that's your public affairs thing. We're just this as people who want to go eat a
pizza. I know, it's just how I think, though.
We're not making it a station promotion thing, so.
STM Fuller said he'd eat pizza with
us. I know, I'd love him to come down. You know, if you can make it to PAX South, there's a giant pizza at Big Lou's, Big Lou's. There's a giant pizza at Big Lou's.
Even bigger than the Fox Pizza?
Much bigger than the Fox Pizza. Much bigger than the Fox Pizza.
I think I put a picture of it on a few shows back. I mean, it was like a table with like 12 people around the thing.
Oh,
and they
had
that, shell-shock look on their faces. They were looking at the size of this thing.
It's massive. If you're ever curious, just Google Big Lou's Pizza Challenge San Antonio.
Yeah,
and you can see what it is. It's massive, and I don't know what you get out of that one. I know you get some prizes here for this one, but only two people can do the one we're trying to do.
Yes,
the one in San Antonio, anybody can do.
Geez,
it's not even a challenge. It's just a very big pizza.
Very big pizza.
So I don't know. It's up in the air. We may do it. We may not do it. Follow our Twitter feed to find out, and hopefully I'll be able to find out from Nate after this weekend.
Maybe RJ could step in.
Substitute
eater.
Like, now, I've been there with Nate, and like me and Nate have looked at the box on the wall that shows the size. And we're like, we could probably do that. I think we could do that. So he thinks he could do it, but now he's not backing out because he doesn't think he can do it anymore. He just doesn't know that he can make it.
Work obligation.
Yeah, he doesn't know that he can make it to the thing. So.
Oh, quick note. Looking at Big Lou's site, I just put it in the chat room for anybody to look at. That thing, they have 10 to 42 inch pizzas out there.
42 inch.
But that's not the challenge one, though. The 42 inch is not the challenge size.
That's not the challenge one, though, no.
That's like party pizza.
Oh, it's much bigger. The challenge pizza is huge. It's huge. All right. So, just wanted to get that out of the way, because I don't know that that's happening or not. Is Medusa's Mirror in the chat room? In fact, let's go over the chat room list here. Who's hanging out with us? We've got Lavos in there. Medusa's Mirror is not in there today. But we'll have to let her know that this may or may not happen next weekend, because I think she was going to drive down for the thing. And then,
I'll see her next Saturday.
Yeah. AC Wraith hanging out with us, Drunk Degenerates. Hey, Josh. We've got Leah. I'll just leave it at that. Lethal Migraine, Nuclear Fire, STM Fuller, Tactus 59, and Zero XVX hanging out in our chat room. So thank you guys for joining us in the chat room. And if you want to be one of those names, just go to Twitch. Sign up on Twitch and join in our chat room, and you can talk with everybody in there, which is currently about talking pizza at the moment. So, but let's get on to gaming talk. RJ, you've been out for a while. You went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tell us all about your Atlanta trip.
Well, we went to Anime Weekend Atlanta this year.
AWA, right?
AWA.
Which I said last week sounds like a wrestling promotion.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
NWA, AWA.
American Wrestling Administration presents the champ.
Yeah, it's a yearly anime convention that I go to every year. I've been doing it for the past about 10 years now. I think the thing is about 22 years. It's 22 years now. It's been running.
I've been there once.
One time?
I've been there one time.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at the movie theater over at Eastdale.
Yeah.
Way back in the 99, 98. It was episode one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were at Software, etc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked. In fact, not knowing it, I met James. That's where I first met James. Didn't really know it until I met him years and years later.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Nope.
Mm-hmm. And Jeremy.
Yeah, did not know it. But anyway,
yeah.
So I worked there, and there were some people who were big anime fans. They wanted to go to this thing for just a day drive, and I rode with them and experienced it. And it was much smaller, probably, than what it is now.
Yeah. Oh, it's it used to be a time when AWA was like taking up a very small percentage of the hotel they were staying at.
Oh, it was tiny.
Yeah, it was tiny. Yeah. But now, I think about five years ago, it was at a point where AWA would take out like half of the Renaissance Waverly Hotel.
Cosplay wasn't even a thing, I don't think.
At the time you went?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, it wasn't as big as it is now.
It probably was, but it didn't have a name. It wasn't called cosplay.
Mm-hmm. It's just dress up.
There were just people dressing up, and there weren't very many people who did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it took up like half the hotel. I was like, the best one I can come up with is a time when it was AWA.
Again,
and it was
and WCW.
AWA was on one half, and the other half was like there was a convention of expectant mothers at the hotel at the same time.
That is, let me tell you,
that's like Dragon Con.
I don't mean to hijack your story.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you finish first, mm-hmm. but you know.
But PAX, one of the weekends for PAX early on in their thing, I was there for this.
Mm-hmm.
It was. They had part of the Washington Convention Center, and then upstairs was it was either an adult video convention,
mm-hmm.
or it was a transvestite convention.
Okay.
Of some kind.
Yeah.
I think. I don't remember. Yeah. I just know it was one or the other. It was something very, very adult.
Okay. All right.
Very, very not game related whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That was going on in the same conventional. Of course, now PAX
takes up the entire
It is like a virus. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure AWA, when they come in, is somewhat like that.
Yeah, AWA took up the entire space this year. But like I said, there was a lot of times when it was like half and half. Like
Dragon Con would be that way. They'd have like a family reunion.
Not anymore, huh?
It was, I mean, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just taken over like 12 hotels, I think.
It's like we've had, like I said before, the Expected Mother's Convention. We've also had someone's wedding. No one told them that what was going on, that AWA was going on, and there was a wedding there, and they were taking up the penthouse. So imagine someone in their wedding dress and the groom in his tuxedo, and along with some dude dressed up as Sailor Moon that's sitting up next to her, or something along those lines where...
I would love to have seen that.
Didn't know if she was cosplay or was it actual bride. Yeah, it's an actual bride, exactly. Or I think the one that made everybody nervous most was the Homeland Security was doing something at the hotel as well.
Nice convention.
Yeah. The big dude with a...
Bet you felt safe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Big dude with a coat with a, you know, security. Big dude with the crew cut and seeing all these kids running around with swords and all types of fake weapons. Is that fake or real? I don't know. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, we took up the entire hotel. But it was a very good time. You know, cosplay everywhere. The panels was interesting. All types of things like that. Anime all over the place. You know, the dealer's room, the artist alley, of course. Just a grand old time for all of us. But yeah, it was a really good time. Unfortunately,
did you do any competitions?
I wanted to, but we had planned to go to Fogo de Chao on Saturday, and the meat of the competitions was on Saturday night, and that's exactly the time we were going to go to Fogo de Chao.
What is that?
Fogo de Chao is a Brazilian steakhouse.
Brazilian steakhouse?
Brazilian steakhouse, yeah.
And right on.
Yeah, we call it the meat faucet.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, it is acceptable because we're going regardless. I don't know. But yeah, we had
there. That is nice.
Yeah, yes. We had about 30 folks in our party going there this time. So yeah, it was good. I know we had some first-timers there, so I had to explain to them what the red card and the green card meant. You know, basically, green, the meat's going to come. You're not going to wait long. It's going to just keep coming to your plate over and over again until you get tired of it. Turn it over to red to give a little rest, and then turn it back to green when you're ready.
Yeah, those Brazilian steakhouses are the best.
They are. There's one in San Antonio, which is a chain, but they've also got one in... hey, there's Sarah joining in the chat room right now.
Hmm? Hey, sir.
She can't actually listen. Oh, well, all right. There is one in San Antonio. If you guys come down for the pizza challenge, we'll go to the Brazilian steakhouse for the appetizer. it's called Texas de Brazil.
Texas de Brazil.
Yeah, it's also in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they have the same setup in Birmingham that they do in San Antonio.
I don't think they do.
Do they have the Wine Angels?
Wine Angels?
It's like an angel that has wine.
Well, what they do is they have a massive wall in the back of wine.
Oh, there's a wall like that as soon as you come in the door. There's a huge wall of wines sitting on the... sitting in this section as soon as you come in. And I think there's a big one near the back somewhere.
No, at the very back. It's kind of like you're walking into a cathedral and that big back window. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wall that is like two stories or whatever. It's the length of the building, the height mm-hmm. of the building
okay.
Of wines. Hmm. And so the wine angel, when you order a wine, she goes in there and she straps on the aerial harness. Mm-hmm. And she does these twirls and flips and stuff while she's getting your wine. And it's
like watching the Young Wu Pin videos.
It's very Cirque du Soleil-ish as she's getting the wine.
Okay, see, I'm already thinking about people dropping bottles of wine.
It's happened, I'm sure.
I'm sure it has.
I think I asked because I said, what's going on with this? Oh, that's our wine angels. Said, oh, wow, that's cool. Has anybody ever dropped one? Yeah, it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. But yeah, they never did anything like that, at least not in the Atlanta location that I saw. No, they never did anything like that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm just curious if the one in Birmingham has one of those, because mm-hmm. that's really cool. But anyway, we're totally not talking games at all. tournament time. No tournament.
I didn't get to go to tournaments. But the highlights was just basically go to the Braves game as they're about to take down Turner Field for the last for the last time. Fogo de Chao, of course, and of course AWA, seeing all the costumes and the people there and going off doing everything like that. But yeah, it was a pretty good time though. Yeah. Gaming wise, I did pack the PS4 with me, so we were able to play some stuff. We spent a lot of time playing Race the Sun. We played a lot of Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
Oh, yeah.
We did that a lot as well. A little bit of Mortal Kombat. And then when I got back from Atlanta, I spent most of my time playing the beta for 3-on-3 Freestyle. New game from Joy City. It's kind of like the like Sierra Online when they had the Freestyle basketball game a while back. They made another... They made another type like that, so I was playing that, trying to get into the nuances of the game, get back into there, and try to see if I can see any flaws and things that I'd like to see improved. Like for one thing that gets me is basketball wise, you know, one of the tried and true shooting implements was, you know, you tap the shoot button to fake a shot, hold the button to actually get the shot off, and then release the button when you're at the height of your jump for the maximum percentage of the shot going in.
Right.
Unfortunately for this one, there is a meter. I didn't notice it because I wasn't expecting a meter at all. I've never seen a meter in a shooting game before, but in a basketball game before. But you apparently supposed to hit the button and hold it, and then you have to watch this meter and then let the button go when it gets to a green area, I guess, or something like that. But, you know, I'm taking my eyes off of my player. I don't ever want to do that.
No.
So that's something I would really have issue with. But it's in the beta. It's a lot of things that they're looking for feedback on, and that's definitely something I want to look into. But I think it runs until mid-October. So I think they're going to increase the stats on all the various players. So I'll be seeing how they look at maxed out levels and then see if I can add any more input before it goes live.
Hey, you got some score chasing to do in Pac-Man, by the way.
Yeah, I do.
I got you beaten in a couple of areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Okay.
We'll work on it. That goes without saying.
Yeah, of course it definitely. Does.
Are you playing the Mortal Kombat XL or?
XL.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have all the characters for that? The downloaded.
Yeah, if you've got XL, you've got all the
characters. Yeah, you've got them. Yeah, you got them. I got them all. So okay. Alien, Leatherface, Bo Raicho, and God, who's the last one?
Jason.
Yeah, got them all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anything else? Played anything else? That's about it.
That's about much it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Matt and myself have been playing, and we'll go over some of that. You feel free to call in. Tell us what you've been playing. If it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. Tell us what you've been playing. 334-272-9228 is the number to get in touch with us. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Going to go into our first Silent Hill track. These are all going to go in order, so you're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just going to go all in the line in the order of release. At least I hope so. I know I got the first four down.
Okay.
Because they were Silent Hill 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
Then they ditched the numbering system, but I think I've got them all. So anyway, this is from Silent Hill 1. Could not go without putting in the main theme. And we'll be right back. This is the part that's not scary to me.
It just brings back memories.
Yeah. Now, when it gets into the other stuff, that is. But this is the part that just isn't like, what? Feels like I'm in an Italian restaurant. Not until it kicks in. That's better. That's better. Anyway, we'll be right back with more in-game chat right after this. We'll be right back. welcome back to Endgame Chats. This is from Silent Hill 2. It's called Music Box. And I did say, I said it was scary, and it does have a little bit of an uneasy tone to it, I guess, but I also love it. It's also my favorite. Anything that gives off like a creepy vibe musically, I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, this is definitely like creepy doll thing.
Man, anytime a game would put you in like a, the one I go back to is Painkiller, which took you to an orphanage. And it was horrible because you heard kids crying and laughing, and it was just like, it's just an uneasy thing. Abandoned orphanages are spooky to me. Kids laughing in the distance when there are none there is spooky to me.
Dead Space 2.
Yeah, I know, with the little babies. Yeah. Yep.
I thought those were all in all the Dead Space games. Those little babies.
Are they?
I don't remember in the first one. I remember it in the second.
Yeah, second.
Because I don't think the Ishimura had... the Ishimura was a planet cracker, so it, I don't think it had a nursery in it.
Hmm.
Whereas on a space station, you would.
Maybe not. Okay. I'll just have to go back and check then.
So, Matt, what have you been playing?
I got Grim Fandango on...
You've had Grim Fandango.
I know, but now I have it on the PS4 and Vita.
Oh, okay.
So I can take it with me where
Wasn't it a PS Plus thing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Because that's how I got it.
Did you buy it?
I did. Why did I not... Was it on the PS3 that it was PS Plus?
No,
I think it was on... No, 4.
It was after the 4, yeah, because it didn't release until the 4. Until PS4.
Then I wonder why I didn't pick it up then.
I think.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
I bought it.
Okay.
That's fine. It wasn't in my library before.
I know you don't feel bad about buying that. I know you don't.
I really don't. So, I've been playing through that again just because it's always a fun one to do. Mm-hmm. Downloaded the Resident Evil from this month's PS Plus.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I did that on the 360.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a while back.
And also did the Transformers Devastation.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun. And other than that, I've been playing Destiny.
Yeah, you bought into Rise of Iron, huh?
Yeah, all it took was last week.
Yeah.
You saying, hey, you should get this. Okay.
Well, that's good. I'll remember that.
It's fun. I enjoyed Taken King and actual Destiny, and so this is just as fun. In fact, before coming here, I was like, oh, let me just do an Iron Banner Crucible real quick.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. And, oh, our team got stomped.
That's fine, though. It doesn't matter, because then you earn a medallion, and then when you go back in and do win, it bumps up your rep, and, you know, it's, yeah. So, no, that's good.
We still got stomped. I'm trying to, I did one of the strikes, and at the very end, I needed a skeleton key.
Right.
Which I didn't have, and I'm like, how do I get those skeletons?
They just drop it random. Have you? Well, first, let me. Have you? You've had? Have you had a skeleton key before, or have you had one of those keys before?
I thought I did. I thought I saw one in my inventory, but I guess going back now,
you get one whenever you need to complete. And I guess maybe you have. I don't know, but you need to fully complete the Rise of Iron content, and that's going through the story.
Yeah, did that,
and then going through. I think there's two or three extra missions after the main story is over with.
Did those?
And then there are two strikes that happen after that.
Did one strike.
Do the other strike, which is...
I did the strike with the guy that was in the binders.
Yeah, you did the Wretched Eye.
Yeah, the Wretched Eye.
You need to do the Sepix Perfected
Didn't do strike. That one.
You do that strike, and then they introduce you the concept of skeleton keys by giving you one.
Okay.
And then maybe I think skeleton keys just drop random. Very often. Yeah. They're really, really rare. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
The two pieces of items that you get just randomly dropping once you kill the boss is usually blue, but it's usually above your level.
Okay.
So whenever those drop, they're not decrypted. They're already decrypted.
All right, because like my blue, all the blues I've been getting lately are just 340.
They're 340, but in a well, okay, I take this back. I'm sorry. In heroic strikes.
Okay.
In heroic strikes, the blues that drop at the end of a boss are higher level than what you've got. Okay. And so that's good. The Skeleton Diggy only opens up a treasure that gives you strike-specific loot. You know? Things that are way back when. Well, I say way back when. Before Rise of Iron. 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Anytime you ran, like, you know the Flares?
Yeah.
It's a PlayStation exclusive. Takes place on Mars, and then there's three whatever dudes at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have different...
That's the one that we ran.
Yeah. They all have different elementals, yeah. Elemental shields. One's fire, arc,
that's the strike that I ran that void. Needed the skeleton key.
Yeah. So only running that strike, you had the chance to possibly pick up, and you've probably seen it on some hunters, the cloak that is like what those guys wear. It's all lit up, very Tron-ish looking.
Yeah.
Well, it only drops in that strike. That's the only way you can get that. So people would just run that over and over again until they got that drop.
Okay.
But now, if you've got a skeleton gi, you can go straight to that one. It'll drop that chest. You go in there and open that chest, and it'll give you something specific to that strike, like that cloak.
All right.
So that's what the skeleton key is for. You're not really missing out on anything. You'll get whatever the boss drops, and then you would get something extra, but it's not always going to be maybe better than what you just got from what the boss dropped.
Yeah.
It's just going to be very specific to that specific strike as to what you get out of it. So I know I'm probably talking, I know there's some people listening like, what is he talking about? it's a Destiny thing, and honestly, I'd love to explain it, but Destiny's been around for 2 years now. So if you're not playing Destiny, don't worry about it. You don't need to know what I'm talking about. See, there's Josh to explain everything.
I like Lethal Migraine saying someone actually owns a Vita. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, I own one as well. Now, when did you buy that one?
A couple years ago.
Was it after they did the...
I think it was before.
Was it after the revision or before the revision?
Before the revision.
Okay. So you're telling me that's got the OLED screen on it?
I believe so.
The OLED?
Yeah. I wonder if I could tell by the serial number. Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably... There's probably ways to find out.
Yeah. But yeah, I got that...
Did you buy it in a bundle box?
It was just by itself.
Oh, just by itself? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I bought the white one with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
When it released, and I still have that one. So, but anyway, Josh says that they drop more commonly in the weekly heroic strikes, but they can drop in the lower version. Had that happen to him. So, it's rare that I keep a key. Anytime I get one, it's like, oh, there's a chest. Gonna open it. Doesn't matter. Hey, I got one. Let's go open it. So it's rare that I hang on to those. I'm not really too concerned about them because Iron Banner is dropping loot like crazy.
I haven't been getting great loot from Iron Banner so far.
Well, how many matches did you play today?
Today I played about like 4.
Yeah. Also, you're running the bounties, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I'm done with the bounties for the week.
Really? So are you at rank 5? Where are you at rank-wise? You should be at rank 4 at least.
I have one bounty left for Archon's Forge.
No, the bounties for Iron Banner.
Oh, the Iron Banner bounties?
Yeah. How many of those do you have left?
Just one, and that I'm almost done with killing people. It's like, you know, the primary.
Yeah, which is really tough.
That one takes, I think, the longest.
It does take the longest. Well, you don't have to use just primary, though.
No,
you can use
secondary. Yeah,
which I found, and this is, we're going into Destiny talk here.
Yeah.
I have found that if you use the...
shotgun?
Well, like everybody else.
Yeah, that's what kept on hitting me. I turn around quarter one shot, and I'm dead.
I use the Telesto.
Okay.
It's an exotic fusion rifle.
Yes, I had that.
Does void damage.
Yeah.
You fire it and it hits them, so they get one impact. But then it sticks all these little things. It's like
three.
The old.
Yeah,
remember in Halo for the
spinner?
Not the spinner. The what was that called? Yeah, the thing that shot out the splinters.
The pink spine.
Yeah, that thing. So it sticks to them and then it explodes and causes more damage. So I that's how I get primary damage off all the time. I say primary, secondary.
Yeah.
Which is 2 points.
It's just a matter of, you know, getting the ammo for it.
Yeah, well, there is that. But that hasn't been too much of a problem. I will play some tonight, I guess.
I hope so.
We'll do some tonight and tomorrow as well.
I still need that Archon's Forge bounty to finish out.
That's okay. You can hang on to that.
Halfway done.
You can hang on to that throughout the forever.
I know, but I want to get it done.
I know.
Because it's extra points.
I know. But it's something that'll just come with time, basically, like those bounties. Iron Banner bounties are done after Tuesday.
Okay.
Those are gone. And I've still got to run my Hunter through the Iron Banner. So I've still got that to do.
I started a Hunter.
Interestingly enough, I can jump into an Iron Banner match with my Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go get the bounties. It makes me curious, and maybe Josh knows this. The Needler. Joe Knight got it. The Needler. That's what it was called.
Thanks, Joe.
That was the weapon in Halo.
I love that one.
I hated being shot with it. I loved it. Multiplayer, I hated being shot with that thing. But yeah, that's exactly what it reminds me of. But my Hunter, I have not started the story for Rise of Iron on it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the Iron Banner contact person sits in the public space that Rise of Iron now has.
Yeah.
I can't get to that.
I think if someone opens up the door, you could be able to get to it.
The door?
Yeah, the guy...
No, I can't get to the public space. I haven't unlocked the public space because I haven't played the story.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
The public space is not available to me. Now, you might have to
do that one story, you know, that first mission.
What I could probably do is join up with a fire team.
Yeah.
And when they go to the temple... Then it would be there for me.
Okay.
So that may be something I have to do. That instead of trying to go through this story and unlock everything, just to play some Iron Banner with my new guy, I can just ride in on one of you guys who've already unlocked the temple, go there, get my bounties.
Just do that first mission.
It's not the first mission. You got to do like two or three missions before you unlock the public space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two or three missions you have to do before you unlock that public space. But yeah, I mean, I don't really mind too much. I just want to get the Iron Banner stuff knocked out before the week's gone. And my Titan and my Warlock are already hitting rank 5. They're already there.
Okay.
And it takes no time at all to hit rank 5, man. I did it. It is so, and this is what I wanted to talk about. It is so, Iron Banner is so much more improved than what it used to be.
It's fun. I don't like Crucible, but this is actually, can be fun.
But you only have to play this once a month, you know, if you want to. You only have to play it once a month. So you only have to deal with Crucible once a month. And it's not that bad. The way that they've changed it, God, there used to be websites with calculators on how you can rank up your character because I'm about to go into this explanation that might get really confusing because this is how bad it was. And then when I explain to you how it's changed, You'll understand the difference. Iron Banner used to be a thing that you had to be committed to every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You took your main, you'd go and pick up. There were 3 weekly bounties and 3 daily bounties. The weekly bounties lasted throughout until the reset the next day. The daily bounties were each day. So you would log into your main, you'd pick up those 6 bounties, you'd head into the Crucible, and you'd go, and you'd go, and you'd go, and you'd go. And hopefully you would get those 3 daily bounties knocked out. You know, turn them in, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on that same day, you would log into your alts, who would go into the vendor and pick up those 6 bounties. But then don't play the game. Don't go into Crucible. Just have them grab the bounties to hang on to them. Next day comes, you go back in, you pick up the new 3 daily bounties, you head back into the Crucible, you knock stuff out. You may have, at this point, knocked out some of your weekly bounties, but you do not turn them in. You hang on to those. You do not turn them in. If you got your dailies done, you can turn those in. You keep going. Don't forget, it's a new day. Go into your alts. Go pick up your bounties for that day, but don't play. Wednesday rolls around. Rinse and repeat. Do the same stuff. Don't turn in the weeklies that you finished. Turn in the dailies. Log into your alts. Pick up the new ones. You're done.
Yeah.
Thursday rolls around. Log into your main. Grab the dailies. Go play. It's done. Good. Don't turn in your weeklies.
That sounds
turn in your
really
dailies.
Tedious.
Yeah, I know. Then go under your alts. Start and pick up the bounties and start playing with your alts on I think Thursday. And then you would rinse and repeat for Friday and Saturday. Sunday, around then, you could do it. Sometimes you could do it on Friday. You could tell. There used to be a website with a calculator that could do all this for you. So if you knew it was a good time to turn in your stuff. The reason why you wouldn't turn these things in is because every day the Iron Banner was around, mm-hmm. a buff would increase. The amount of rep you would get would increase. So you'd have a 4x multiplier by Thursday or Friday on your main character, so that when you turned in those bounties, they'd be buffed a bit. So the weeklies would give you a massive amount of XP and reputation for the Iron Banner, so you'd cross over to level 2, level 3, level 4, and then level 5. You also got a rep because one of your characters was already in the Iron Banner. So you would get, your alts would have bonus rep on top of the daily reputation,
yeah.
on top of your other guy reaching rank 5, and so they would have bonus stuff too. So then you could easily get those other guys up to rank 5 as well. There were class items you could wear.
Mm-hmm.
that were specific to Iron Banner that would increase your rep. There was a shader, color of your costume, that would increase your rep, your bonus, for your character. There was a, what is it called? Not an emblem. Is it an emblem? Whatever.
You know, that's about right, yeah.
You know that thing that has your name on it, that has a background and
emblem.
Everything?
Yeah, emblem.
There was one for that that would also give you reputation for that. All of this is gone.
Thank goodness.
They took all of this out except for having alt characters. That's it. If you have alts, they get a rep because your other guy's higher. That's it.
Now, see, everything you just described is one of the reasons why I fell out of favor with Destiny. It was like, like you said, a tedious grind.
Mm-hmm.
It felt more like a job than a game.
Oh, I just want to go in there and pop people in the head.
I got to rank 4 in one day on my main character.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, I got to rank 5 on my alt character in one day.
But mm-hmm. see, RJ, you could choose to play like that. You didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could totally just, you know, sort of casual game it, I guess, in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's an option there for people that wanted to get that, you know, the rep bone and mm-hmm. the buffs and everything like that. But you don't have to, because I didn't.
And the way that alt character rep works
mm-hmm.
is that Destiny looks at your player, and whoever has a higher reputation with Iron Banner, they mm-hmm. consider that your main. And so then whoever's got lower reputation, they give the buff to them.
Mm-hmm.
So once my Warlock had hit rank 4, the max is 5.
Mm-hmm.
Once my Warlock had hit rank 4, he's like, oh, that's your main. So I jump on my Titan, and he's getting this bonus. So I get him up to rank 4 easy,
mm-hmm.
turn in a couple of bounties, and boom, I'm at rank 5. On my Titan. So Destiny says, oh, that's your new main character now. So then I go back to my Warlock, who's at 4, and he's got a buff because he's lower.
So you could alternate mm-hmm. it back and forth.
Yeah, and so I just play him, and then boom, I hit rank 5 no time. So now my Hunter is going to have plenty of buff on top of that, and I can, I'll get to rank 5 in no time.
No, but the thing is, I only have one character, really. I mean, I never really got
that's it.
I tried using other characters, but now I'm just pretty
much... What do
you play as? Titan Defender.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even get into the other classes of Titan, really. I mean...
That's fine.
Just by
that's accident, what you like.
Just build up. So Defender, you know, support and that shield and everything. But
they've completely streamlined it now.
Yeah.
Reputation's so much easier to get. You just basically have to play. The bounties are so much easier than what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The bounties were, there were 6 bounties. Now there's only
4?
I think there's either 4 or 5. It's either 4 or 5. And they just constantly increase. Mm-hmm. There is no, God, some of the bounties used to be get 5 kills with a heavy weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
anytime the heavy weapon would pop in the match, which it only
everybody,
does once.
Everybody,
it does once per match. Everybody goes after it. And then you only get, if you've got a rocket launcher, you only get 2 shots.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're grouped together so you can work at it. That's not the case anymore. None of that matters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all do this so many times that you're going to do anyway as long as you play.
Mm-hmm. You have to get up to 100, right?
For everything.
So win rounds or just play rounds. You don't even necessarily have to win one of them. One mm-hmm. of them just play rounds. If you win, you get more points. You know, if you just play the round, you get 5. If you win, you get 10. So
You got to work that up to 100, which is easy to do because while you're
sometimes
doing
you
that,
win, sometimes you don't.
You're trying to work on the other bounties that you've got.
Yeah, kill people. You know, you get 1 point for your primary, 2 points for the secondary, and I think 5 points for your heavy. So, I mean, just stuff like that, that, you know, you just accrue those points up until I like it this way.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really what I've been playing, that and Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that. So, going through and playing more of that. I will be now, this coming week and weeks to come, I'll be in a better place to play a lot more games.
Good.
So I can jump back into my Assassin's Creed Syndicate that I haven't done. Be able to do some pinball that I have not been able to play at all. I've got Cluster Truck to play, which is great. There's one called Hello Neighbor. It's a new one from the Tiny Build guys who did Cluster Truck, who did Speed Runners, who did Party Hard. They've done a lot of these little games. And another one is called Hello Neighbor, and it's about you spying on your neighbor. You have to sneak into his house.
Wait, is that the one with the dude's up to no good and you're trying to expose him?
Uh-huh.
Is that one? Okay. I think
so you like get into his house and then he comes and chases you and you have to set traps. Mm-hmm. But then like apparently the AI is very smart and learns like, okay, well he came in through the window this time, so I'm going to watch the window or I'm going to do this.
You're setting traps in his house.
Once he starts chasing you, yes.
Okay.
If he
came into your house after you and you set traps for him, I could see that. But you're going into his house and setting...
You're the
traps.
Worst neighbor ever.
Because he's chasing you once you get into his house.
Oh, yeah,
because
he's in his house.
You're in his house.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I understand that.
This sounds like fun. I would love to watch that.
Look, go... It's... do your... You got your PC, right?
Yeah.
Your laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah, go find the trailer and post it in the chat room. I think it's called Hello Neighbor. That's going to bug me now. Hang on.
Didn't Mafia 3... Is that coming out soon or did just...
I think it came out Friday.
No, it came out Friday.
That's right.
Hello Neighbor. That's what it's called. Hello Neighbor. So yeah, go post that in the chat room or something. So I got a pre-alpha key for it. So it's early on in development.
Okay.
There's a couple. Okay. Still look, Lethal Migraine posted a bunch of stuff and I agree with him. Better things to play. I don't know about better, but there's things I want to play.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 3 is one of them.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to play that.
Okay.
Yeah. I hadn't played a racer in a while. Mafia 3. That is coming from Gamefly, actually, for PS4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad, because PC looks like it's locked in at 30 frames per second. People are having some glitchy problems with it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't go the route and get it on PC,
mm-hmm.
even though that's where I would prefer to play, just so I can make it look really good. But, you know, whatever. So I really want to play Mafia 3. Gears of War 4.
Mm.
I was about to swear, and I got to remember where I'm at. Not because I hate the game, but because... Dang it. They've infected me, and I want to play that game.
Really?
I want to play it.
I've never been infected by that bug. I tried the first one, and it is not my jams.
I want to play. It's also a Steelbook version.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
where they get you.
Yeah.
I think I saw a video of some of the executions in that game.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest complaint was that really repetitive and tedious.
I'm not worried about that. Yet. Yeah. I'm not worried about that. And I'm not even worried about the story, honestly.
Is this one of them games where you don't buy it for the story, you buy it for the multiplayer?
I want to play Horde mode.
He buys it for the Steelbook.
Well, there's that, too. No, the Horde mode I really want to play. They've said Horde mode is great, and I really...
Which is what?
Horde mode? That's where you get waves and waves.
People.
Oh, like so Borderlands.
It's okay. It's you and like four other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's co-op.
Okay.
But you're facing the AI, and you're facing waves and waves of harder, more and more difficult enemies.
Okay.
Which I...
Yeah, it was just... it's just like a... Moxie's Underdome Riot in Borderlands, the Horde wave.
Gears was the first ones to implement this way back when.
Yeah.
And then it was followed by Halo ODST
mm-hmm.
when they did the firefight mode, I think is what it's called,
mm-hmm.
where you had waves and waves. And then other people copied it. Mass Effect 3 did a Horde mode, which James
really good
did nothing but praise that. So, I really want to... And, you know,
Dead Space have a...
I never played Dead Space for multiplayer. So, yeah. I mean, there may have been situations in the game that felt like maybe a horde mode. Like, hold this location while something charges up or gets reactivated or something like that.
I thought the multiplayer had like a...
Dead Space, I never bought Dead Space.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah, I never did it for that.
Lethal Migraine poses a great question. I don't play games on PC, so please explain something to me. Games are made on PC. Why do devs have such a hard time making games run right on a PC?
My guess would be because they are developing it both for the PC and consoles at the same time.
They may make the game on the PC, but they are developing it using a dev console. They are developing it for a console. When a company goes into making a game, if they are not exclusively making it for PC, take Civilization VI.
That's made for the PC.
PC. It ain't going to be anywhere else. Yeah. It's on PC. So they specifically make it for PC. However, when you're making something like Mafia 3...
That will be cross-platform.
They are making it specifically for the consoles. Mm. And then when they're done, they'll go back and be like, okay, what can we do for PC? It'll run on PC. It's just going to run...
like a console.
As well, or, you know, not much better than what the console runs. Plus, then they've got to run into, and just like Joe Knight says, it's very rare for people to have the exact same hardware on a PC.
I was thinking along the same lines, because no two PCs are the same. So, yeah.
For the most part, you get a PS4, it's going to be like...
When you're building a game PS4. For a PS4, you know exactly what the contents of that machine can do and what everybody has. Same for an Xbox One. Mm-hmm. When you're building it for a PC... everybody's
here's some
got different
generalizations
parts.
That people will be in the range of.
Yeah.
So they aim for the minimums for a PC build or something like that?
Well, developing for, when you're only developing for a PC, then you know where to go. Then you're like, okay, we're doing this for a PC. We're going to spend our time developing this for a PC. When you're doing it for a console and PC title, consoles will always come first.
Deus Ex, right? The first one, PC only. And developed for the PC and very
PC-centric. You're going way back to the very
90,
first one.
I mean, actually 2000, The one that came out in 2000. Then when they did the second one, Invisible War, that was developed for the Xbox. And then they ported it to the PC. Mm-hmm. And like the design changes, the level design, the interface, everything else like that, even though you might be playing on the PC, is very console-centric.
Yeah.
Because that's where the focus was on.
Yeah.
And Dark Souls needed a fix.
Yeah, the other good one to point out is Batman Arkham Knight. I know a lot of people like to bring this up, and it's worth bringing up. Yeah. Rocksteady developed that game for the Xbox One and the PS4, and then when they got done, they shipped it off to another studio to say, hey, work on the PC version, please, because we are completely tied up working on the console version. We're working on bugs. We're working on expansion content. We don't have time to work on the PC mode of this. Could you please do it?
So they outsourced it.
They outsourced it. Yeah.
And don't get us wrong, man. But there was some definite bugs in the console version. It's still my favorite one was still having it rain inside the clock tower.
Yeah.
Roof is closed and it's still raining inside.
No, there's plenty of problems with that thing. So anyway, that's kind of the answer to your question there, Lethal Migraine. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We are overdue on that. So when we come back, we will have more of In-Game Chat. We welcome your calls if you'd like to call in. 334-272-9228 is the number. 334-272-9228. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. We've got music again from Silent Hill. And if you've been following along, at Silent Hill 3. This is music from the first boss battle. I picked that because I've never played Silent Hill 3, and I figured everybody's faced the first boss if you played Silent Hill 3, right? So this will be something familiar. Hopefully it is. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to In-Game Chats for this Saturday. I am Scott. We've got RJ and Matt hanging out with us. And this is music from, if you've been following along, Silent Hill 4, The Room. Melancholy Requiem is the name of that track. Not bad.
Sounds melancholy.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Like I said, if you want to get in touch with us, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number to reach us if you want to talk on the show and talk about anything we got going on. There was not much news.
One thing I did see in the news. I'm very interested in the remake of...
Why?
You know, first of all, what game you think
I know,
remake?
Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I enjoyed Call of Duty 4.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah. That is one of my favorite Call of Duties. After 4...
The game, the story or the multiplayer?
The story.
Okay.
Just the single player, the story mode, I really like that one.
Yeah.
After that, it just kind of, you know, went down the hill for me. I don't do the multiplayer for it. And I was...
Oh, I did the multi... For that one? For
Modern Warfare? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, for Modern Warfare, yeah, we did. A lot.
Man.
But I don't do the multiplayer in the new ones or the
I think it was the first time they implemented leveling, right?
I think so.
Because, man, when that thing would, when you would level up in the middle of a match, that's like, brang, yeah. That was just the most satisfying thing, and you kept going.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I am interested in it. But then I found out that in order to play Modern Warfare 4, you have to have the new Infinite War.
Yeah, I've got the thing here. Activision's curtailing any sneaky ideas you might have about buying Infinite Warfare for the Modern Warfare remaster and then returning it or selling it on. Turns out that the Modern Warfare remaster will only work as long as the Infinite Warfare disc is in the system.
I just want the Modern Warfare remake. I don't want Infinite War.
The FAQ for Modern Warfare remastered says you must own Call of Duty Infinite Warfare in order to get Call of Duty Modern Warfare remastered. While the fine print says, in no uncertain terms, that Modern Warfare Remastered is a full game download. Game disc must be inserted to play Modern Warfare Remastered. If you're buying digital, doesn't matter. You're fine. You're good either way if you buy digital.
Yeah.
So, with such mixed reactions, this comes from VG247.com. With such mixed reactions to Infinite Warfare, it seems Activision wants to ensure that no one thinks of playing silly... Oh, they're European. Playing silly buggers by picking up the game and returning it or selling it on once they've downloaded the Modern Warfare remaster. Yeah. You can grab Infinite Warfare on PC, PS4, and Xbox One on November 4th. PS4 players that have pre-ordered will be able to play Modern Warfare remastered campaign starting October 5th. So if you buy it, if you pre-order it digitally, obviously, you can start playing it now.
Yeah.
Which is the problem that I have with wanting to play for it, because I would like to play that too. I mean, I really would like to play the remastered version of that. I actually want to play Infinite Warfare anyway. But
really, I mean, the trailer looked interesting, but it's nothing that's really calling me.
The Gears of War 4, Forza Horizon 3, these are all games that I want to play that are coming out. Civ 6 is coming out very soon as well. And they're all games that I do want to play, but I tell you, man, Destiny just keeps eating up my time.
Yeah.
Because you're doing that climb. I haven't even done the raid yet.
Me neither.
So
we need to do the raid.
I know. And hard mode is coming. They're releasing hard mode on the 18th.
And the strikes in hard mode.
I've done those, but we need to continue to do those. The problem.
I want to get new Optimus Prime weapon. I know it's not called Optimus Prime. It's Omega Prime.
Well, you got to do the raid for that. Whatever. And then you've got to do a lot of other stuff.
I know, but I want that. I want to collect them all.
A lot of other stuff. You want to fill the record book. I know what you want to do. They put that record book in there, and that's become digital crack.
It is.
Because it's like, oh, God, I got to fill up this stuff.
You start looking at the things, and you're like, oh, okay, here's something I can work on.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But I also like collecting the neat weapons.
Yeah, I know. You got to collect 4 of them for Rise of Iron. Mm-hmm. 4 of the exotics, the new exotics, so... I have done 2 so far. You have done 2, and now we've got to do 2 more. I've got to do the raid. The hard mode releases, which is going to bump up the light level to 400.
Okay.
The level cap to, or the level, the whatever, the suggested level for hard mode raid is 400.
Oh.
You will not be able to, you won't be, you'll be starting at like 485 maybe, or 385. 385 maybe to start that. Because the only way you can get gear that'll get you to 400 is playing the hard mode raid.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start off low level, but work your way through it. And as you do it, it'll get easier and easier.
So get stomped and struggle.
Well, sort of. Yeah. I mean, again, once you start getting the gear, the grind kind of dwindles down because then you're not struggling as much. Going through stuff is quicker because you're leveling up as you go.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you start out, though, it's really tough because you're low level. So you just got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, which is why it's called a grind.
Yeah.
But it's fun. For some people. I know it's not for others, but it's fun.
I still want to do the year one raid, which I never did.
But, I know. Nate popped on. He popped into Destiny, and he popped on the chat with me a couple of nights ago. And I said, oh, man, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, everything is so different around here now. What's going on? I don't know what to do. And I said, well, I said, you're in luck because I have one of my characters who hasn't gone through the Rise of Iron storyline yet. So I assumed he picked it up. He's like, what's that? And I was like, oh, the Rise of Iron. Oh, well, how do I get that? And I was like, it's on the store. You got to go get it. I got to buy it? How much is it? I was like, $30. He's like, oh, I can't do that. I what about the raid? And I was like, yeah, you can do the raid. We can totally do the raid. He's like, there's people still doing the raid? I was like, well, there's people doing the raid, yes. It's brand new. He's like, no, I'm talking about the old raid. I was like, oh, yeah, no, nobody's still doing that. You'll have to go get a group to go with you to go do the old raid.
But see, I still want to do the first. I never did the very first, the Vault of Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Never did that raid because I missed year one.
So
just to do it because I've never done it, you know.
You know, there might be some of our friends who would take you through that. I can't because I don't know how to do it either. I was carried through that, so I don't even know the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it completed. You can also go to the Destiny Looking for Group website, and you can specifically mark that you want that first raid, and it'll list your name so people can pick you up and go through it with you. I don't know how many people are trying to do that, though.
Probably no one.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
There might still be people who didn't pick up Rise of Iron who are still going through that Taken King raid, and others who are trying to, because there are others who are trying to fill out their achievement list.
True.
And so there's another way to want to get it done. I've got to fill out mine. I've still got a few things left to fill out my original achievement list. I can't remember what's left. I can't remember what I got left. Not much, though. Very close to platinuming Destiny. So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
how you doing?
Talking Destiny again and other games. What's going on with you?
Well, I got Far Cry Primal. I've been throwing it quite a bit.
That's a fun game.
You and Matt can have a conversation.
Fun game.
Hey, enjoy sticking the animals on all the people and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Playing around. You're on PS4, aren't you, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're on
PC.
PC, okay.
I've gotten all of the mounts, including the exotics.
I'm getting close to there. I've got the brown bear, and I can tame a saber tooth, but I haven't gotten to the point where I can tame the ultra rare one.
The saber tooth is a lot of fun, but I mean, usually just roaming around the world, I'll do the rare saber tooth. But when I go into like the camp to take over camps, then I'll swap to the black panther because he'll be able to, you know, he could kill people quietly without alerting others.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think I got the black cave lion or whatever it was, I think, too, that I happened to find recently.
How many animals are there in this thing you can pick up?
Quite a bit. It's like 14, 15, something like that.
Hmm. Okay.
Around 15.
Okay.
I was trying to do some math in my head.
And the rarest one is what?
You have three rare ones. Then you have like the woolly, the woolly mammoth. You can't really, you know, you could ride, but it's not part of your like tamed group that you could just call on in a whim. The rare ones you have are a rare bear, a rare saber tooth, and a rare wolf.
Okay, we talked. You were talking about saber-tooths and woolly mammoths. We got dinosaurs in there, too, or something?
No, that was just way past.
Okay.
Yeah, human. No dinosaurs. It's not Ark.
All right.
Yeah, this, you know.
This is caveman stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been dead a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, since this game, you know. But, yeah. No. Although, man, if you could, like, ride around on a velociraptor.
Well, you can in Ark. In Ark, you can tame them.
Yeah.
And ride around on dinosaurs. So, yeah. All right, Chris, anything else?
Not much. So, y'all still thinking about doing the pizza thing?
It's, I don't know if you heard. Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, it's up in the air. Follow us on Twitter and stuff, and maybe instead of doing it the next weekend, we may push it to the weekend after if we have a better idea of what Nate can do and if he can even still do it. That way we can come on the show next weekend and be like, it's official, we're doing it next weekend, we're doing it this way. So, I don't want to just spring it on anybody and have them watch our Twitter feed or something like that. I'd rather just get out there and tell everybody with enough prep time that, hey, it's this specific date. So. We'll make sure everybody knows if we can do it or not and when we can do it, if it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, I know it sounds like we're making a big deal out of this thing, but honestly,
it's just for fun.
We can knock it out. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, I'll probably go out there and join in and eat a pizza myself as well.
I know. You know, I told them that because they said, well, we can't really do it during the busy business hours because
we have other customers.
It takes us a while to make this pizza, and we're very busy. I said, oh, man, I've been talking about you on the radio. And because really
I'd go
like,
just to watch and
I was like,
pizza.
We can bring in some people here because there's going to be some people watching this, and they're going to want to eat. And I said, well, call us back. We'll talk to the manager about that. And they said, what do you want on your pizza? And I said, well, just cheese. And they said, well, you got to have one other topping than just cheese. You got to have something else. I was like, okay, throw pepperoni. This girl pops out, and she's like, oh, I wouldn't do another meat.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, it's going to fill you up. I would do a vegetable
olive.
Of some kind. Yeah. She's
black
like,
olives.
I'd do a vegetable.
Yeah.
So, well, that's when I got in touch with Nate. I was like, Nate, call me now. Because I thought I had to give them this information, and he didn't see it, and he didn't call me. And when I finally didn't get in touch with him, that's when we found out the situation of what it is. So we haven't picked a second topping yet, and we haven't even figured out if we're going to be doing this thing or not. So just we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Yeah, as long as the other topics are something small, it won't fill you up, huh?
Oh yeah, they're like, don't do a meat, don't do pepperoni, don't do hamburger, don't do a meat at all.
Bacon.
Yeah, don't do any of that. Do something that's lighter than that, so it'll be easier to. It won't fill you up as much. But we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, y'all have any idea when y'all could get me to come in to show off that import game system sometime that way on down the road?
Let's see. Probably after, man. Well, because it's such a busy month with games releasing this month and next month. Like, you know, I went over that whole thing where something's releasing every single week
until
from
the
now
end of the year,
until
basically
the second week of December. Yeah. So maybe in December, you know what? Maybe it may be the Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know if you're going to be in town.
I don't have any plans. So I usually stay around the house and take it easy.
We might do something for Thanksgiving weekend because that'll be a nice show. For that to do that with. So I'll let you know, though.
Okay, you can just text me on Facebook or whatever or send me a message on that.
All right, dude.
All right, y'all have it. Take it easy.
Take care.
Right, take care now.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can. You want to do what Chris just did, give us a call. 334-272-9228 is the number to reach out and get in touch with us. You're interested in Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Modern Warfare Remastered, I guess.
Yes.
So what are you going to do about that? Not play it?
Basically.
Okay. I'm kind of...
I don't know. I'll wait. Maybe if the Infinite Warfare gets cheap. Although, even on Steam, man, they're still...
Activision does not. The Call of Duty stuff, they don't drop in price.
It's still $19.
Mm-hmm. They do not drop in price. Joe Knight said he stepped away. Was there an update on the pizza challenge? The only update is that we're probably not doing it next weekend. I'm waiting to hear from Nate to see if he's going to be able to as far as a work schedule. So we've got to figure out about that. And then we may do it next weekend, or we may do it the weekend after, or we may not do it at all, but we'll definitely have you an update. I know that sounds horribly convoluted, but We're at the mercy of Nate's work schedule, and he does not know what that's going to be until after this weekend. So apologize about that, but we'll figure it out. We've got somebody else on the phone. Let's go, and I'm taking them blind. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry.
Hey, man, where are you calling from?
I'm between Wetumpka and Eclectic, dude, actually, on 170.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Howdy.
Oh, well, I talked to, I think I caught these guys one time when I had that flare mantle stuff he was talking about. He caught me at the tower, and I said, that damn voice sounds really familiar.
When you were doing what now?
Okay, never mind. Let me turn this radio down. It's confusing me. but yeah, man.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was on the tower one day, and I got these three guys that came in on the tower. They were like 260, 280, and I was like, well, you know, no big deal. They contacted me on the tower, and I was 335. I was on a hunter, and I had the flare mantle. I had the red one on.
Okay.
They said, how do you get that? And I was like, man, this guy sounds familiar. I said, I wonder if that's some guys I thought. I was like, nah, that's not even possible. Now I realize that Destiny puts these people in the same regional. Everybody is regional on Destiny.
You know, I was curious about that. I logged in a couple of days ago and saw I've seen
some of the same names.
Well, no, not some of the same names.
Let me tell you what mine is. Mine is Super Beast 454, and I got these. I don't know what the gamer tags that were with y'all. But I know there was three of y'all together because whenever I was talking to you, I was like, what's up with this dude, man? Where you been, dude? I'm 335, you're 280. What are you doing, man? So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, God dang, he's got two other people with him, and they're all like 280, 283 and stuff. What have y'all been doing? So I seen y'all were all in a thing together, and you were asking me, well, how do you get this? How do you do that? And what can you do now? And then I explained to you that you can do this. And you can get certain things in certain ways after the April update. This was after the April update.
Yeah.
And I said, and then you go on from there, and now you got to do certain things, do this and that here. And they have changed a lot of stuff on Destiny. It's really good. I'm 386 right now.
Man, you're up there. Wow.
Well, it's not. The hard part about it is, the easy part is getting the 365. Once you get to that, everything slows down.
Yeah, because I got this.
I'm sorry.
No, the Iron Banner's gotten me to three. I think I'm at 367 now on my main. And so yeah, I've understood. Man, it was a drag. Well, until Iron Banner hit, it was a drag getting from 350 to 365.
Well, see, I got before Iron Banner hit, I was at 379 or 380. When Iron Banner hit, I couldn't play. I haven't been able to play for 3 days because everything's shut down between Microsoft and certain things regional. Once again,
are you playing on Xbox One?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we've never talked to you before.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
We're on the PS4.
Yeah, we're on the PS4.
Well, I was having problems on I was having problems on Xbox for the last 3 days, and then I know England, UK had a problem for a while. Something going on with Destiny servers. But it was kind of like mixed and matched, and I've just been able to really get back on a play yesterday. But the thing is, once you get to 365, the hard part is getting to 375, 380. It kind of slows down. You're putting the brakes on at that point. And the thing is, the thing that really caught me on this discussion, I listen to y'all whenever I can, man.
Well, you appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm sitting here in orbit right now waiting on some people to find our banner with. The thing was that when you're talking about the chest are important. When you get those skeleton keys, don't blow them on anything. Hold them and know what you got to get. Because let me tell you what happens with the skeleton keys. Here's the skeleton keys. Use the skeleton keys on level 42, 350 strikes. If you're 365 or under, and only open a chest on the new strikes if you need an artifact or if you need a secondary. If you hold on a minute, let me see what the name of this thing is. I got one. There's a special weapon called a Devil's Dawn sniper rifle, which everybody's calling the white spindle, but it's legendary.
Okay.
I've got one. I've had four of them before I held this one. I just kept infusing them because I don't care nothing about sniper rifles.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get that, hold on to it, and if you get another one, infuse it because it'll be higher. But those chest keys go up good to 365. Once you get to 365, you start slowing down. Hold those chest keys. When you get to 350, you've always got to be the 350 stripes. If you go to the 360, like the weekly nightfall,
yeah,
this week's a good one. It's 360. I need a higher level artifact and a higher level, right now, I need a higher level special weapon. Well, if you go in there and you do that, you pop that chest open, you have the chance to get both birds with one stone.
Oh, nice.
But you might only get one.
So the nightfall does drop a chest.
The nightfall drops a chest, yes, and this one does it right there. This one is the what you call it, prime. Eyeball guy. He's really easy, man.
Septus Prime?
Sepix.
Yes, you can do it. You can do it. I did it. I dropped my stuff down to void, so I went to 385 light level, and I did it with a 362 and a 349. I didn't carry them much. They actually came and revived me more than I did them. So, yeah. And I'm a Titan. So.
Okay.
But it works, man. And let me tell you, man, I have to go back and do it again because I didn't have a key then. Now I still need that thing. But you just do that. And here's the thing. You just save your three of coins. You save your exotics. And if you're 360 and if you're a total level.
Now your phone.
Special, you get a special weapon.
Your phone's cutting out, Jerry.
And you bust it.
Jerry, your phone's... Hey, your phone's cutting in and out, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going in and out for some reason.
Yeah.
But hey, we appreciate the call and we thank you for listening.
Oh man, we do. I do every weekend.
All right, take care.
You too.
Take care. Yeah, bad reception on the phone there towards the end. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, I've never been 280 where I'm asking somebody what's going on.
Yeah.
You
haven't been
like,
280 in
so.
A long time.
Yeah. And after the April update, no, because I had been running hard mode strikes. Or hard mode raid.
Yeah, for a while.
For Taken King for a good while there, so I was way over that. But
yeah, I've noticed mentioning that saving the keys, like you were using them.
It's one of those things where it's like, well...
Ooh, something new. Let me sit back.
I know. It's like, oh, there it is. You know, completely going through there. But he's right, though. I would save the key and use it on a nightfall because you'd get higher level gear that way. What he was mentioning about where it drops you regionally, matches you regionally... I see, when I go to the tower or the temple and stuff like that, I see more people with Alabama references in their screen names.
Yeah.
Like, you'll see Auburn Tigers, or you'll see, you know...
Bama Chick, or...
Yeah, different things that say Bama on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder if they're just fans of the football team, or if they're in, you know... Cause I never thought it matched us...
Regional.
But it actually kind of does, so... when you go to the public spaces, it actually does match you regionally. We've got to take another break, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. We can, 334-272-9228, if you've got something to talk about. I got a bunch of stuff here in the news here. We've got the full PlayStation VR launch lineup, because that comes out this coming week. Let's see. What else do we have? For Honor, some news there. Beyond Good and Evil, had some news there. Oculus. Had the touch controllers. They released that stuff, so we'll be talking about that as well. Got plenty of things to go over, but we would take your call before we talk about anything because we appreciate you. 334-272-9228 is the number. Continuing with our Silent Hill series here, we just did 4 coming back to the show. Going back out, we're going to go to 5, which is Silent Hill Homecoming. And this is the main menu music. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Thank you. Welcome back to Endgame Chat. Following along with our Silent Hill series, this is Shattered Memories. It's a track called Snowdriven.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I really like that, actually.
Is this like the intro screen or something like that, maybe?
I don't remember.
No, it's track called...
feels like it. Feels like the intro, like an intro screen or something like that for it. Yeah.
I mean, it may be. It's not titled that way.
Yeah.
So.
I wish they would do a Condemned 3.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I never played the first one. I just don't want to play. I only played the second one.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, and we've only got about 20 minutes left in the program. We're featuring music every weekend through the month of October from a horror franchise, at least that we can find. Last week was Resident Evil, and this week is Silent Hill. Next week, we've got Dead Space that we'll feature. What was I going to talk? There was something I was going to mention and bring up, and I've totally forgotten what it was. I cannot remember. I hate that.
Don't know what to tell you.
It was in my head just like...
5 seconds ago?
Just a couple of minutes ago when we came back.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, let this music play, and I don't forget to talk about... And now so-and-so. It's completely gone.
It'll come to you after the show's over.
I have no
or
idea.
Or like right at the end.
No idea what it was.
Was it a news item?
No,
game,
it was
or?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
That's what it was, because you brought that up. The brand new Five Nights at Freddy's released on Friday.
Sister location.
That might be a good soundtrack one also to...
The whole... I don't know that... Is there music in Five Nights at Freddy's?
Eerie music.
Yeah.
Maybe some background
like
noise and things like that. Yeah.
Ambient stuff, yeah. Yeah. Because I thought about that, but then I thought, you know, from the stuff I've watched, because I ain't playing that.
Most of everything I hear is people screaming.
Yeah, from the stuff I've watched, there's not much music in that game, actually.
No, not really.
If at all.
Yeah. Like I said, just a little background stuff here and there.
Yeah. So,
Sister Location. Just released?
Yeah, just released on Friday.
Just released, yeah.
The guy who makes these things likes to just spring them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With very little fanfare, very little promotion, just like, boom, there
it is.
Surprise,
new
Freddy's
game.
Yeah.
Now give me your money.
And they do.
Yeah.
Kudos
to him.
By the way, we talked about the Mafia 3's frame rate on PC being capped at 30 frames per second. Apparently, a patch is going to be out tonight on PC.
That'll fix it?
That should address that.
Something like the DS fix?
I am going to look at the thread on GAF right now, and let you know. Yeah, the FPS patch for PC should come out tonight. That was posted at 3:30 this afternoon.
Good.
PC players, we anticipate our patch including 30, 60, and unlimited frame per second options to go live by tonight Pacific time.
Okay.
Whenever that is.
And, it came out yesterday, so basically a day one patch.
You know. Possibly, but does it fix the other issues or just throw it into... I mean, I don't know. So, we'll see. Excuse me.
So, PC might be the way to go with that one.
I'm still probably going to stick with my Gamefly rental.
Okay.
If I like it, and maybe, I don't know, but I'll probably just stick with my Gamefly rental and play it on my PS4.
Are you going to pick up Civ 6?
I almost said a bad word. Yeah, I am.
Shoot, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And we've got a great feature that I'll probably... What week does that come out? Is that next? It's not next week. It's the week of... That's October 10th. So it's the week of October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out October 21st, which I think is a Friday.
I think so. No.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yeah,
so the weekend before, and there's a great... And you may have seen this piece, but I've got the audio version of it that PC Gamer did... when they talked about the music of Civilization VI. And I've got that whole segment. It's about 6 minutes long, and we're going to play that next week on the show.
Okay.
And it's narrated by the guy from PC Gamer who did the article.
Mm-hmm.
And basically explains everything as to how it works. But it's fascinating. I love it. I'm a fan of video game music. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of Civilization VI, and I'm a fan of what they do with their music, and we'll talk about that next week. So there is that. The PlayStation VR A lot of people are going to have their first experience with VR
soon,
this coming week.
Yeah.
Yes, because this is the entry. This is your entry-level VR system. You've already got the system that it can run on. All you need is the headset. Mm-hmm. And so it is this weekend.
Don't you need the camera?
Or this week. Some people already have the camera.
Yeah, I have a camera.
Exactly. There is the bundle that comes with the camera. Mm-hmm. But if you've already got a camera, all you need is the headset. The Move controllers are not a requirement. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of launch titles for this thing.
I'm looking at them now.
100-foot robot golf. Battle Zone, Batman Arkham VR, Bound, Drive Club VR. Everything ends with a VR.
Yeah.
It's like...
Mm-hmm. Like back in the DS days.
Well, it's like back in the day when everything started with Super.
For Super NES.
Yeah, everything was Super. Super Metroid.
Super Star Wars.
Yeah, Super Star Wars. I knew you were going to go there. So, yeah. This is, let's see, Drive Club VR, Eve Valkyrie, Harmonix Music VR? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I can't do that other one. Hatsune Miku, Project Diva X.
Where you at?
Oh, yeah. She's the...
Hatsune
Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Yeah.
Headmaster, Here They Lie, Hustle Kings VR, Job Simulator, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, Loading Human, Sports Bar VR, Super Stardust VR, PlayStation VR Worlds, Res Infinite, Riggs Mechanized Combat League, Rise of the Tomb Raider. In VR, that is interesting. Super Hypercube, The Assembly, The Playroom VR, Thumper, Tumble VR, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, Volume Coda, Wayward Sky, World War Tunes, Waddle Home, Resident Evil 7 Kitchen Demo, Eve, Gunjack, and Ace Banana, whatever that is. And then there's a bunch that are on the horizon.
Kitchen Demo. Huh?
That are, yeah. Yeah.
See, all right, if you could, if you two could wish any game franchise or any game to be VR, you know, enabled, mm-hmm. you know, like on the PSVR and everything, what would your game be? Like, I would love to have...
You're going to go with X-Wing, aren't you?
Actually, I was going to say Alien Isolation in VR.
They do have VR. Oh, on console.
Yeah. Mm. Because I don't have an Oculus.
Right. I was going to say, they do have it VR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, something like that. That would, you know, what would, you know, really immersive, you know, what would you want?
Hmm.
That's a good question. It's not one I've really ever thought about.
You know, like a title that's not in that you could put, you know, I know it's all, you know, pie in the sky.
MLB The Show.
All right.
Baseball.
VR baseball, yeah.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Would you use the Move controller?
Use the Move to like control your swing and everything. Swing at a ball.
Would that almost get like a Wii territory with the Wiimote?
I don't know. I'm trying to see how precise that would really be because, you know.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things in the world is hitting a baseball.
I would say Medal of Honor.
Mm.
The very first one when you do the Normandy landing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Private Ryan in VR.
Yeah. That's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I think I could come up with something that I really would, but I was thinking of something that would be very intense
mm-hmm.
And really take advantage of the stereo and everything else and your full 360 movement of seeing everything going on and what's happening. So I was thinking something along those lines. Not that I would ever really – I don't – necessarily think people want to relive that in any situation of let's go back and let's make this as real as we can type situation. But I don't know.
Imagine like a Burnout in VR.
It's driving and Burnout is so much for me about the crashes as much as it is about the speed. So I need to see my car.
True.
I've never liked the cockpit view in Burnout.
Yeah.
I've never enjoyed that.
I was thinking along the lines of Mirror's Edge, but along that demo where the dude was like there was a little cat at the end of a 2x4 sticking out over the edge of a building, and the reactions that people would have there, and they're like, maybe not.
Where they thought they were falling over.
Yeah,
I think that my dream game has already been done, but I haven't played it, so I don't know how good it is, but that Batman VR experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I saw that at the PlayStation E3 conference thing, I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. Yes, that's perfect. You know, to dress up, to, I say dress up, but to, you know, do the whatever. Just Batman in VR.
See, I'm Resident Evil 7 in VR would be.
Well, they do. They have that kitchen situation.
Well,
so,
what
yeah.
I'm really interested. Yeah, that would be one of the ones that would.
Horror games in VR have always lent themselves to be.
Yeah.
Like here's your thing. Here is the
immersive scare.
Yeah. If you're looking for scary, it doesn't matter what we make it. But if it's a horror game, boom, we're putting it in VR.
Yeah, that really speaks to me. And
you have.
I would like that.
I mean, you have the option when you're playing a horror game, I guess, you have the option to hide your eyes. In VR, you don't get that option other than to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hide them.
Thinking of a...
What?
Could they make a Speedrunners? Go to VR. What would that look like?
Speedrunners? You mean like the game Speedrunners?
Yeah. Imagine that in first-person view.
You'd have to be in first-person view.
Yeah, first-person view. Yeah.
I don't really know. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. The other things in VR that I've enjoyed were space. Anytime that puts you in kind of outer mm-hmm. space to explore stuff would be something awesome. Like I said, I played that Eve Valkyrie for demos in Oculus Rift, and that's any time I'm in a cockpit of a spaceship, man, oh, God, it's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Just something we could look around your environment and interact and, yeah.
Yeah, Lethal Migrant says Batman VR is at 73 on Metacritic so far. Yeah, it hasn't really done that great. It's only like an hour long worth of playthrough, but I imagine that first time you suit up is a great thing. It's not a game I would like to buy. It's more something I would just like, can I just play this for a minute and then give it back to you, you know?
Yeah, you want to experience it.
From what I understand, that game and Resident Evil are PlayStation exclusives timed.
Okay.
For like a year or something like that. And then they're going to get released on either the Vive or the Rift or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. So, a rail shooter and like maybe House of the Dead. I played.
That would be something. Yeah.
I played rail shooters.
I could play House of the Dead.
I played rail shooters in VR. I did. When I first played the Vive, there was a zombie shooter in VR. It wasn't scary or anything, but it was. It placed you in an area. And then it had zombies coming, so you tried out the guns. And then when you wanted to move to an area, you shot a certain location, and it would transport you over there. And then you'd have different guns to shoot with. And then when you wanted to move again, you know, so on and so
forth.
Did
Dead Space have a rail shooter?
Yes, it did on the Wii.
Yeah.
Me and James loved.
Yeah,
it was an on-rail shooter, and it was co-opable.
Oh, man. See, that with a VR headset. Like, if you could do, like, a co-opable rail shooter... Then I know you're getting into a lot of money because both people would have to have VR headsets and everything. But, I mean, that would be really...
That's great.
Yeah, Dead Space. That.
If you're ever curious about what's out there for VR, just go to the Steam page
and
just click on VR, and then you can go through that stuff, and you can watch trailers of how that stuff plays.
Because, they have one, Adrift, that looked interesting.
Yeah. There's that one where you're basically it's gravity.
Gravity
in space.
Yeah.
Well, gravity was
gravity
in space. So
gravity on the computer.
It's gravity in VR. Yes. Yeah, they put it that way. Mm-hmm. Where you're kind of abandoned out in space. So there is that. What else did we have? I mean, there was some other stuff with news and things like that. Where we had the Outlast 2 demo, by the way, is out until November.
Okay.
If you want some scary stuff for the month of October, there you go.
Never played Outlast. I have it. In my library, just never played it.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 got announced.
Again?
Yes. It's official from Ubisoft now.
Yeah, I know, but this thing's been in development purgatory for how long?
Yeah, I know. Oculus had their big, their version of E3, I guess, their big presentation this past week. No, Palmer was not there. But they released the Oculus Touch controllers, or talked about the release of those. They go on sale Monday, and they ship in December. This will bring controllers in a VR space. Although the Vive already has them, the Rift currently is working with a Xbox One controller if you want to move around, but now they'll have the Oculus Touch controllers. So, that's another game there for you. I don't know. What's anybody looking? Gears of War comes out this week. What else comes out this week? The VR.
Yeah.
And then there's Mafia 3 that released on Friday. The Tomb Raider for PS4 releases this week as well. So I am looking at maybe possibly playing Gears of War 4 and also PlayStation VR. So
I saw the Tomb Raider 20th anniversary, whatever. I was getting a PC release too, and I'm like, I already own it on the PC, so.
I don't know that it's getting a 20-year. No, I don't think it's getting a 20-year release on PC.
I thought I saw it on CD keys.
Mm.
When I was looking in the PC section. I could be mistaken.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Would it be PS4 only?
That's what it's showing here on the list that I've got. It shows PS4 only.
Well, I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
It's happened every now and then.
So, Pinball VR would be perfect. In fact, Pinball in VR is already there. Oculus Rift. If you've got, what is it? Pinball FX.
Mm-hmm.
Pinball FX 2 for Zen Studios. They've got a VR version of their game. And I have not tried it out. I'm very curious about it, but I have not tried it out. So, yeah. Anyway, we're kind of wrapping it up here. I've got some music to play, and I think we're going to call it a night, folks. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Let's see who we got in the chat room. If there's anybody new we can shout out to. Cation is in there. And Joe Knight showed up. So thank you guys for joining us along with everybody else. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the chat room and listening on the stream and the radio. Appreciate the callers who called in. Thanks, everybody, who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show. For later use, we really do appreciate it. Head on over to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Twitch channel while you're watching us. And if you're on Steam, join our Steam group there. And if you're on PlayStation 4, we've got a community there that you can join up with. Play games with us and other listeners. We always encourage that. So when you see us on, play with us. It's fun. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week. We will see you next Saturday. I thought somebody had asked me a question in the chat room, but nope, that's not it. Anyway, going to the music again. This is from this is from PT. It's just kind of ambient music and noise. We'll see you guys next Saturday. At least I thought it was.
It's so ambient, you can't hear anything.
There it comes. Oh. Nope, there it is. There it is. So this is just going to be some... It's just stuff like this.
Yeah.
So enjoy the spookiness.